Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Police Detective Justin Bailey was recently recognized by Crisis Intervention Services for his support and advocacy of victims through criminal investigations. He and Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski join us on this program. Well, Detective Bailey, first of all, what does it mean to be recognized by Crisis Intervention Services, being someone who advocates for victims when you're investigating crimes, especially as they relate to sexual assaults and violence?
Andrew, I'm extremely honored to be receiving the Crime Victim Service Award. I'm grateful for the recognition for the work that I do and the Pella Police Department does for crime victims in our area.
Chief, what does it mean for the department to be receiving this kind of recognition? You know, oftentimes you aren't dealing with so much violent crime, but when you do, that it's being handled with care.
Andrew, this is it's nice to be honored. It's nice to be recognized, but we have to remember that we don't do what we do in law enforcement. Detective Bailey doesn't do what he does as an investigator for the awards, for the recognition. We have to always remember that there's a victim involved, and we do these things for the victims of crime. We try to give them the best service we possibly can. And in doing that, it means that we're seriously and aggressively in pursuit of justice. We want to get to the bottom of the truth in all things, and we especially don't want to re-victimize a victim a second time. And you can do that through insensitivity, through not taking a complaint as serious as you should. And what we try to do is remember that when we have a victim of a crime, that could potentially be the worst thing that ever happens to that person in their lifetime. And it really falls to us as investigators to step up and try to see to it that justice is served. And, you know, we just do our best. We train. You know, we're constantly in pursuit of excellence here. We critique our work constantly, always looking to do it a little bit better than we did the last time, but never losing sight that every crime has a victim.
And Justin, why in your mind, especially as someone who does so many investigations throughout the year, is it so important to keep the victim in mind? Because obviously prosecution and conviction is the ultimate goal, but sometimes those two things aren't always in line, and it's probably important for you to make sure that first and foremost that the victim is okay.
Right, Andrew. With any investigation, specifically crimes of this nature, sex assault, it's extremely important to provide the victim with the things they need early on in the investigation. It's important to also remember very few of these crimes are reported. The statistics show 1 out of 5 sex assaults are actually reported, which means the victims are not getting what they need. So with any investigation and sex assaults specifically, we always start with an interview. And for the interview, the point of the interview is to get the best information from that interview. And by doing that, we follow the standards of practice that are based on understandings of trauma and the common dynamics of sex assault victimization and perpetration. And part of that includes creating a safe, non-judgmental environment, an environment of establishing trust and rapport with the victim, as well as providing advocacy services such as crisis intervention, as well as other needs for the victim.
And Chief, obviously, as you mentioned, awards and recognition like this is great, but more importantly, you hope it gives some measure of peace of mind to those who are victims who maybe have unreported crimes or those that have violence committed against them, that justice will be at least pursued to its fullest extent here at the Pella Police Department.
Well, certainly. That is very important to us. When you're a victim of crime, it is, again, it's one of the worst things, if not the worst thing, that will ever happen to you in your life. And it's just nice to know that you have a police department that will treat this seriously, compassionately, and will investigate it with great excellence. We'll investigate these cases to exhaustion. And again, it's in the pursuit of justice. We want to do what's right. We want to get to the truth of the matter and do it in a sensitive and compassionate way. I would say any victim of crime can feel a great deal of confidence in the investigative efforts that they're going to receive here, number one. And number two, something about this particular recognition is those who work with Detective Bailey realize and easily recognize the work that he does, how hard he works, and at what level he works. And this can serve as a benchmark to a lot of officers that, again, we don't do this for the recognition, but to be recognized, just as it's very reassuring. It's a pat on the back, and it's almost like a coach telling you, job well done, get back out there.
Once again, that was Pella Police Detective Justin Bailey and Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.